Hello out there in the land of drama. You guys have reached Jeff Indyke. Very, very nice and right to be here. This is actually arrived my fourth installment to drumradio.com. And this is actually a part two. And kind of glad about I'm getting a chance to write to do this particular part. This is a really, really cool part, by the way. First off, if you guys want to know the schedule, because I'm still in the process of putting this together as to the drumradio.com segments, they're always changing. You guys certainly feel free to give me a call at 516-263-9782, and I'll tell you exactly when I'm running what. It's always a cool thing. And any reactions you may have. Now, this is basically part two of the Stairway to Heaven development. And I'm building this off of another section of the song. Now, what I intend to do with this particular idea today is a little bit more genetic and a little bit more fragmented in the sense that I'm going to develop it rather than, say, work it exactly the way that it was in the song. In the song, it had a very specific feel. Now, before I actually fragment this and build on this, I want to show you so that you know what particular part of the song this came from. So not only can you relate it, but you can kind of put it into your own fragmentations. Now, the part of the song was this part. It was very specific. Sure, you guys definitely remember that particular section. Now, what I want to show you is the syncopation that I have been doing all these years. Now, this is the part that I want to talk about. And now, that's the way that I'm playing it. It's been done a couple of different ways, but that's the way that I sort of picked it up. And now, there's a real hip part to this because it kind of tends to write to almost bop. And kind of counted that a little bit off there. It's kind of tricky to count and play at the same time. Now, first off, let me play the idea. That I like about it is you can actually put it in any kind of song that you want. You can tell the guys that you're working with in an ensemble, make them aware that you're kind of cutting there. They can kind of cut that. Now, this original syncopation came from another syncopation. I may get to that today. But there's sort of a bopper sort of an attitude to this. Now, the first thing that I want to do is from here, I want to fill it up with a Buddy Rich sort of technique. It's the same syncopation, but I'm actually adding the sticking that I'm using is right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right. I'm going to genetically create a crashing before the one. It's sort of like a thrust upward. I think I rather like the idea of playing ahead of it. Of warming up right with the idea. It's really, really hip. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, right? But there, right, you have, right, sort of like the Buddy Rich sort of influence. Now, I want to take it, right, one step further. I like, right, that sort of feeling, right, of that duh four. I've been in the habit of echoing it. And let me reverse this. See if I can. I'm trying to search right for an application on this. I'm not sure right how this is going to work. I'm trying to find the right what I'm looking for. Right, they all sound really, really good. I think that last one was really hip. Sounds most like Weko. Let me do that one again. So there you have around a couple of interesting things. I'm really improvising here. I was trying to find something. It actually arrived. So I ended up arriving with a couple of different things right than what I was actually looking for. I'll have to get back to you guys around on the idea right that I was looking for. It's still right. Haven't been able to find the right exactly what I was looking for to put there. Now, what I want to talk right about also too is this particular feeling fragmented. Now, thus far, right, I've taken it all the way across. If we now pay attention to and four and down. This is very, very similar to what I did right during Custard Pie. Though, here it's like and whereas in Custard Pie, I think right I added. But in any event, that's my favorite. Also, right, more of a solo. It's kind of interesting there, right, because most of what I'm doing is improvisational. Now, the last and final thing, all right, that I want to leave you guys with is something, all right, that I'm kind of, all right, proud of. It's sort of like a stylistic quality, all right, of what I like to do. Taking, all right, this syncopation. And vamping it across two full measures. Now, the fun part about that. Yeah, where exactly you're going to resolve. I just did it right two different ways. Let me start it right with the two measures of rhythm first. Really interesting things, and thank you for listening, by the way, is I ended up more improvising right on that last figure right than anything. You notice the right eye didn't stay necessarily right with the double vamp. I also fragmented. But I figured I'd give you guys a little bit of a solo edge to that. Well, I wanted to tell you, I'm going to be doing a lot more right on this particular file. Actually, on film, I'm producing a couple of 20-minute segments. I'm hoping Rick will hopefully maybe be able to get them up at one point. But in any event, this will conclude our file right on the Stairway to Heaven on Bonham's Up. And I wanted to tell you guys that if you enjoy these figures and want to know a little bit more about what I do, if you're interested in my courses or ideas, you guys can certainly call me anytime at 516-263-9782. You can check me out, actually, on www.DannyBritt, DannyBritt.com. Forward over to Jeff. .htm, and you guys could see me up there, all my different ideas and courses and different things. My drum hotline is 516-539-BEAT. You can certainly find me there. And, definitely see you guys next month on Bonham's Up, and very, very good to be here. And again, thank you very much for your continued support. Very, very cool to be here. And again, a tribute to the late, great Bonzo. Can't get any hipper than that. See you guys soon. Thank you.